Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rising. Three UC Davis students are in isolation over concerns they may have come into contact with or are showing symptoms of the coronavirus. Here's KCBS's Dan Mitchinson.
It's a case of better safe than sorry, according to UC Davis officials.
We like to think of containing the spread of an infection like some concentric rings.
Yolo County Health Officer Dr. Ron Chapman says they know these three students were potentially exposed to the virus.
And if they don't turn out positive, then the ring doesn't expand any further.
All three had been living in a student housing building in Davis. One of the students is being tested for the virus by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, but is not on campus. Currently, there is no plan to cancel classes or suspend any other regular operations at locations in Davis or Sacramento. Dan Mitchinson, KCBS.
In the wake of what happened at UC Davis, the medical center, U.S. health officials today expanded their criteria for who should be tested and took steps to increase testing. Now says that testing is appropriate if flu and other respiratory illnesses have been ruled out and no source of exposure has been identified. The CDC will continue to advise testing people who have traveled to certain outbreak areas, including not only to China, but also to Iran, Italy, South Korea, and Japan.
Governor of California addressing one of the latest cases of coronavirus in the state, which remains something of a mystery. More on that part of our story from KCBS's Jim Taylor.
The latest from Governor Gavin Newsom.
As of today, and I say as of today at this hour, we have 33 confirmed positive tests for the virus.
He says five of those have left the state, leaves 28 California cases, most of those from that cruise ship, but of real concern, the new case.
The case yesterday understandably generated a lot of attention, but we knew this was inevitable.
This particular case could be the first possible instance of community transmission of COVID-19 in the United States, and it's here in California.
Director of the California Department of Public Health, Dr. Sonia Angel.
It's an individual in Solano County who is receiving care in Sacramento County with no travel history and no known exposure to somebody with confirmed COVID-19.
She stresses the risk to the general public remains low. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
Meantime, a patient who has tested positive for the virus has now been transferred from Travis Air Force Base to a hospital in Marin County. Health officials in Marin say while the patient tested positive, he or she is not showing any symptoms at this time. Officials in Marin say that the county, as well as other counties in the Bay Area, are accepting patients from Travis to reduce the burden on Solano County.
Facebook says it's canceling its annual conference for developers because of concerns over the coronavirus. The F8 show was scheduled to start May 5th in San Jose. It typically attracts thousands of attendees. The company says it's planning alternatives for developers, including live streams, locally hosted events, and videos.
San Francisco police have made an arrest in the recent robbery of an elderly man who was robbed and assaulted while collecting recyclables in the Bayview. Chief Bill Scott announcing the arrest today, saying that the suspect is facing charges including robbery, hate crime, and elder abuse. Scott also said investigators are seeking a second suspect. A video posted on social media shows a black man hitting an Asian man with a stick as the victim tried to get back his shopping cart. A person recording the incident taunted the victim, saying, "I hate Asians."
There is more fallout from the criminal investigation of San Francisco's former public works director, Mohamed Nuru. KCBS's Curtis Kim says city attorney Dennis Herrero is issuing more subpoenas.
14 more subpoenas have just been issued, centering on a project set for 555 Fulton Street in the city. KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer says the subpoenas were issued to the developer, four affiliated businesses, two investment firms, and a longtime permit expediter and contractor, Walter Wong.
This stems out of the federal investigation and Mohammed Nuru's subsequent interviews with the city attorney's office. What they're looking to is whether favors were done for Zhang Li and the other developers of a huge project at 555 Fulton Street in San Francisco.
According to City Attorney Herrera, he is looking for documents that could show bribes or favors, even the exchange of money or goods in violation of city rules.
There were some questions between the developer and the city's building department, and there's a question about whether Mohammed Nuru attempted to intervene on their part, and if some workers at the building inspection department went along with him.
Mateer says, don't be surprised if more subpoenas are on the way. In San Francisco, Curtis Kim, KCBS.
Sonoma County officials continue their efforts to provide shelter for the homeless. KCBS's Melissa Colross reports from Santa Rosa, where 10 travel trailers on loan from the state have just been delivered to be used for emergency housing.
Sonoma County requested these trailers from the state last month, and now they've arrived. County Supervisor Susan Gorin says the trailers are relatively small.
I thought maybe the 10 trailers would potentially house up to 60 people, and I think it's going to be fewer individuals than that. Each of the trailers are appropriate for families, not necessarily four or five unrelated individuals.
Gorin believes the 10 trailers will be able to house 20 to 30 people total at any given time, but she says this is a small part of a big effort to get homeless residents into shelter.
It's once again building to a larger whole in evaluating the needs of our homeless for an emergency temporary housing and then placing them and referring them into permanent supportive housing and transitional housing.
The Board of Supervisors is considering 10 to 12 sites for the trailers and is expected to decide next month exactly where in the county to put them. In Santa Rosa, Melissa Colross, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.